To Kill a Mockingbird, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. To Kill a Mockingbird is a 1962 American drama film directed by Robert Mulligan. The screenplay, by Horton Foote, is based on Harper Lee's 1960 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. It stars Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch and Mary Badham as Scout. The film, considered to be one of the best ever made, received overwhelmingly positive reviews from critics and was a box office success, earning more than 10 times its budget. The film won 3 Academy Awards, including Best Actor for Peck, and was nominated for 8, including Best Picture. In 1995, the film was listed in the National Film Registry. It also ranks 25th on the American Film Institute's 10th anniversary list of the greatest American movies of all time. In 2003, AFI named Atticus Finch the greatest movie hero of the 20th century. To Kill a Mockingbird marked the film debuts of Robert Duvall, William Wyndham, and Alice Ghostly. Section 1. Plot. The film's young protagonists, Jean Louise Scout Finch, Mary Badham, and her brother Jeremy Atticus Jem Finch, Philip Alford, live in the fictional town of Macomb, Alabama during the early 1930s. The story covers 3 years during which Scout and Jem undergo changes in their lives. They begin as innocent children who spend their days happily playing games with each other and spying on Arthur Boo Radley, Robert Duvall, who has not been seen by anyone for many years as a result of never leaving his house and about whom many rumors circulate. The children's widowed father, Atticus Gregory Peck, is a town lawyer and has strong beliefs that all people are to be treated fairly, to turn the other cheek, and to stand for what you believe. He also allows his children to call him by his first name. Early in the film, the children see their father accept hickory nuts and other produce from Mr. Cunningham, Crahan Denton, for legal work because the client has no money. Through their father's work as a lawyer, Scout and Jem begin to learn of the racism and evil in their town, aggravated by poverty. They mature quickly as they are exposed to it. The local judge, Paul Fix, appoints Atticus to defend a black man, Tom Robinson, Brock Peters, against an accusation of rape of a white girl, Mayella Yule, Colin Wilcox. Atticus accepts the case. Jem and Scout experience schoolyard taunts for their father's decision. Later, as Atticus is sitting in front of the local jail to safeguard Robinson, a lynch mob arrives, which includes Mr. Cunningham. Scout, Jem, and their friend Dill, John Megna, interrupt the confrontation. Scout, unaware of the mob's purpose, recognizes Cunningham as the man who paid her father in hickory nuts and tells him to say hello to his son, who is her schoolmate. Cunningham becomes embarrassed and the mob disperses. At the trial, it is undisputed that Tom came to Mayella's home at her request to help with the chopping up of a shiver robe and that Mayella showed signs of having been beaten around that time. Among Atticus' chief arguments is that Tom has a crippled left arm, yet the supposed rapist would have had to make extensive use of his left hand in assaulting Mayella before raping her. Atticus then points out that Mayella's father, Bob Yule, James Anderson, is left-handed, implying that he, rather than Tom, was the one who beat Mayella. Atticus also states that the girl had not been examined by a doctor to check for signs of rape after the supposed assault. In his closing argument, Atticus asks the all-white male jury to cast aside their prejudices and instead focus on Tom's obvious innocence. In taking the stand in his own defense, Tom denies he attacked Mayella, but states she kissed him. He testifies he voluntarily assisted Mayella because, quote, "I felt sorry for her because," unquote. Although Tom does not finish his sentence, the prosecutor, William Wyndham, hammers home the point that he was a black man feeling sorry for a white woman.
In a town where whites are viewed as superior to blacks, Tom's sympathy for Mayella dooms his case, and he is found guilty. Atticus arrives home to be told by Sheriff Heck Tate, Frank Overton, that Tom has been killed by a deputy during his transfer to prison. According to this deputy, Tom was trying to escape, running like a crazy man before he was shot. Atticus and Jem go to the Robinson family home to inform them of Tom's death. Bob Ewell, Mayella's father, appears and spits in Atticus's face while Jem waits in the car. Atticus wipes his face and leaves. Autumn arrives, and Scout and Jem attend a nighttime Halloween pageant at their school. Scout wears a large hard-shelled ham costume, portraying one of Macomb County's products. At some point during the pageant, Scout's dress and shoes are misplaced. She's forced to walk home without shoes and wearing her ham costume. While cutting through the woods, Scout and Jem are attacked by an unidentified man who has been following them. Scout's costume, like an awkward suit of armor, protects her from the attack, but restricts her movement and severely restricts her vision. Jem is knocked unconscious, and Scout escapes unharmed in a brief but violent struggle. Their attacker is thwarted and overcome by another unidentified man. Scout escapes her costume in time to see the second man carrying Jem to their home. Scout follows the stranger inside and runs into the arms of a concerned Atticus. Doc Reynolds comes over and treats the broken arm of an unconscious Jem. When Sheriff Tate asks Scout what happened, she sees a man standing quietly in the corner behind the door of Jem's room. Atticus formally introduces Scout to Arthur Radley, whom she has known as Boo, the man who came to the aid of Jem and Scout in the woods. It is revealed that their attacker was Bob Ewell, who Boo overpowered before carrying Jem home. The sheriff reports that Ewell was discovered dead at the scene of the attack with a knife in his ribs. Atticus assumes that Jem killed Ewell in self-defense. Sheriff Tate, however, believes that Boo killed Ewell in defense of the children, and he tells Atticus that to drag the shy and reserved Boo into the spotlight for his heroism would be a sin. To protect Boo, Sheriff Tate suggests that Ewell fell on his knife. Scout draws a startlingly precocious analogy, likening unwelcome public attention to Boo to the killing of a mockingbird. Section 2. Cast. In the order of the film's opening credits. Gregory Peck has Atticus Finch. John Megna has Charles Baker Dill Harris. Frank Overton has Sheriff Heck Tate. Rosemary Murphy has Miss Maudie Atkinson. Ruth White has Mrs. DeBose. Brock Peters has Tom Robinson. Estelle Evans has Calpurnia. Paul Fix has Judge John Taylor. Colin Wilcox has Mayella Violet Ewell. James Anderson has Robert E. Lee Bob Ewell. Alice Ghostly has Aunt Stephanie Crawford. Robert Duvall has Arthur Boo Radley. William Windham has Horace Gilmer, District Attorney. Crahan Denton has Walter Cunningham. Richard Hale has Nathan Radley. Mary Badham has Jean Louise Scout Finch. Philip Alford has Jeremy Atticus Jem Finch. Uncredited roles in order of appearance. Kim Stanley, the narrator, has the voice of the adult Scout. Pauline Myers, DuBose's servant, sitting close to her on the DuBose porch. Jamie Forster, Townsend, sitting on a bench with three men near the courthouse. Steve Condit, Cunningham's son Walter, at dinner with the Finch family. David Crawford, David, Tom Robinson's son, sitting on the steps to the Robinson's shack. Kim Hamilton, Helen, Tom Robinson's wife, inside the Robinson's shack. Dan White, mob leader approaching as Atticus Finch sits in front of the jailhouse. Kelly Thordson, member of the mob who grabs and picks up Jem. William Bill Walker, Reverend Sykes at the courthouse for Tom Robinson's trial. Charles Fredericks, court clerk at Tom Robinson's trial. Guy Wilkerson, jury foreman at Tom Robinson's trial. Jay Sullivan, court reporter at Tom Robinson's trial. Jester Hairston, David, Tom Robinson's father in front of the Robinson's shack. Hugh Sanders, Dr. Scott Reynolds, who examines Jem's arm. Section 3, Music. Elmer Bernstein's score for To Kill a Mockingbird is regarded as one of the greatest film scores and has been recorded 3 times. It was first released in April 1963 on AVA. Then Bernstein re-recorded it in the 1970s for his film music collection series. And finally, he recorded the complete score below in 1996 with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra for the Varese Sarabande Film Classic Series. Song 1, Main Title, 3 minutes 21 seconds. Song 2, Remember Mama, 1 minute 8 seconds. Song 3, Atticus Accepts the Case, Roll in the Tire, 2 minutes 6 seconds. Song 4, Creepy Caper, Peekaboo, 4 minutes 10 seconds. Song 5, Yule's Hatred, 3 minutes 33 seconds. Song 6, Jem's Discovery, 3 minutes 47 seconds. Song 7, Tree Treasure, 4 minutes 23 seconds. Song 8, Lynch Mob, 3 minutes 4 seconds. Song 9, Guilty Verdict, 3 minutes 10 seconds. Song 10, You'll Regret It, 2 minutes 11 seconds. Song 11, Footsteps in the Dark, 2 minutes 7 seconds. Song 12, Assault in the Shadows, 2 minutes 28 seconds. Song 13, Boo Hoo, 3 minutes. Song 14, End Title, 3 minutes 25 seconds. Section 4, Critical Response. The film received widespread critical acclaim. As of March 2017, it maintains a 91% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, based on 56 reviews. According to Bosley Crowther, quote, Horton Foote's script and the direction of Mr. Mulligan may not penetrate that deeply, but they do allow Mr. Peck and Little Miss Badham and Master Alfred to portray delightful characters. Their charming enactments of a father and his children in that close relationship, which can occur only at one brief period, are worth all the footage of the film. Rosemary Murphy has a neighbor, Brock Peters has the Negro on trial, and Frank Overton has a troubled sheriff are good as locality characters too. James Anderson and Colin Wilcox as Southern bigots are almost caricatures, but those are minor shortcomings in a rewarding film. Unquote. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times criticized the film for focusing less on the blacks, denouncing the cliché of the honest white man standing for a helpless black. Quote, it expresses the liberal pieties of a more innocent time, the early 1960s, and it goes very easily on the realities of small-town Alabama in the 1930s. One of the most dramatic scenes shows a lynch mob facing Atticus, who is all by himself on the jailhouse steps the night before Tom Robinson's trial. The mob is armed and prepared to break in and hang Robinson, but Scout bursts onto the scene, recognizes a poor farmer who has been befriended by her father, and shames him, and all the other men, into leaving. Her speech is a calculated strategic exercise, masked as the innocent words of a child. One shot of her eyes shows she realizes exactly what she's doing. Could a child turn away a lynch mob at that time, in that place? Isn't it nice to think so? Unquote. Gregory Peck's performance became synonymous with the role and character of Atticus Finch. Producer Alan J. Pakula remembered hearing from Peck when he was first approached with the role. Quote, he called back immediately, no maybes. I must say the man and the character he played were not unlike, unquote. Peck later said in an interview that he was drawn to the role because the book reminded him of growing up in La Jolla, California. Quote, hardly a day passes that I don't think how lucky I was to be cast in that film, unquote, Peck said in a 1997 interview. Quote, I recently sat at a dinner next to a woman who saw it when she was 14 years old, and she said it changed her life. I hear things like that all the time, unquote. Section 4.1, Gregory Peck. The 1962 softcover edition of the novel opens with the following, quote, the southern town of Macomb, Alabama, reminds me of the California town I grew up in. The characters of the novel are like people I knew as a boy. I think, perhaps, the great appeal of the novel is that it reminds readers everywhere of a person or a town they have known. It is, to me, a universal story. Moving, passionate, and told with great humor and tenderness. Unquote, Gregory Peck. Harper Lee, in liner notes written for the film's DVD re-release by Universal, wrote, quote, when I learned that Gregory Peck would play Atticus Finch in the film production of To Kill a Mockingbird, I was, of course, delighted. Here was a fine actor who has made great films. What more could a writer ask for? The years told me his secret. When he played Atticus Finch, he had played himself. And time has told all of us something more. When he played himself, he touched the world. Unquote. Upon Peck's death in 2003, Brock Peters, who played Tom Robinson in the film version, quoted Harper Lee at Peck's eulogy saying, quote, Atticus Finch gave him an opportunity to play himself. Unquote. Peters concluded his eulogy stating, quote, to my friend Gregory Peck, to my friend Atticus Finch, vaya con Dios. Unquote. Peters remembered the role of Tom Robinson when he recalled, quote, it certainly is one of my proudest achievements in life, one of the happiest participations in film or theater I have experienced, unquote. Peters remained friends not only with Peck, but with Mary Badham throughout his life. Peck himself admitted that many people have reminded him of this film more than any other film he has ever done. Section 5, Awards and Honors. In 1995, To Kill a Mockingbird was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant, unquote. It is also Robert Duvall's big screen debut as the misunderstood recluse, Boo Radley. Duvall was cast on the recommendation of screenwriter Horton Foote, who met him at Neighborhood Playhouse in New York City, where Duvall starred in a 1957 production of Foote's play, The Midnight Caller. The American Film Institute named Atticus Finch the greatest movie hero of the 20th century. Additionally, the AFI ranked the movie second on their 100 Years, 100 Cheers list, behind It's a Wonderful Life. The film was ranked number 34 on AFI's list of the 100th greatest movies of all time, but moved up to number 25 on the 10th anniversary list. In June 2008, the AFI revealed its 10 top 10, the best 10 films in 10 classic American film genres, after polling over 1,500 people from the creative community. To Kill a Mockingbird was acknowledged as the best film in the courtroom drama genre. In 2007, Hamilton was honored by the Harlem community for her part in the movie. She was the last surviving African-American adult who had a speaking part in the movie. When told of the award, she said, I think it is terrific. I'm very pleased and very surprised. American Film Institute lists AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movies, number 34. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains, Atticus Finch, number one hero. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movie Quotes. Quote, Miss Jean Louise, stand up. Your father's passing. Unquote. Nominated. Quote, you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside of his skin and walk around in it. Unquote. Nominated. AFI's 100 Years of Film Scores, number 17. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Cheers, number 2. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Movies, 10th Anniversary Edition, number 25. AFI's 10 Top 10, number 1 Courtroom Drama. Section 5.1, Academy Awards. The film won 3 Academy Awards out of the 8 for which it was nominated. Academy Award for Best Actor, Gregory Peck. The award was presented to Peck by Sophia Loren. Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay, Horton Foote. Academy Award for Best Art Direction, Set Decoration, Black and White, Henry Bumstead, Alexander Galitzin, and Oliver Emert. Other nominations were for Best Picture, Producer, Alan J. Pakula, Best Director, Robert Mulligan, Best Cinematography, Black and White, Russell Harlan, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Mary Badham, Best Music, Score, Substantially Original, Elmer Bernstein. Its main competition was Lawrence of Arabia, which won the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Original Score. Peter O'Toole had been nominated for Best Actor for his performance as T.E. Lawrence, but Peck won for Mockingbird. The Longest Day claimed the award for Best Cinematography, while Patty Duke was awarded Best Supporting Actress for her work in The Miracle Worker. Section 5.2, Golden Globe Awards. Golden Globe Award for Best Actor, Motion Picture Drama, Gregory Peck. Golden Globe Award for Best Original Score, Motion Picture, Elmer Bernstein. Golden Globe Award for Best Film Promoting International Understanding, To Kill a Mockingbird. Section 5.3, Cannes Film Festival. The film was selected for the 1963 Cannes Film Festival in Feature Film category, winning the Gary Cooper Award. Section 6, Restoration. The film was restored and released on Blu-ray and DVD in 2012 as part of the 100th anniversary of Universal Pictures.